This, the same thing as
Yes.
what Gina distributed in the printed out?
Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you would have printed it out, so.
Got some of the stuff printed.
We made you a copy of
Thank you.
That. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is some darn day in October, October 29th. And this is at 9:01. We are opening the select board meeting, which with very minor business such as minutes and setting the tax rate, will be a working session on the budget. So, as chair of the select board, I find that due to the state of emergency declared by the governor as a result of COVID-19 pandemic and in accordance with the governor's emergency order number 12, pursuant to executive order 2020-04, this public body is authorized to meet electronically. Please note that there is no physical location to observe and listen contemporaneously to this meeting, which was authorized pursuant to the governor's emergency order. However, in accordance with the emergency order, I am confirming that we are utilizing Uber Conference for this electronic meeting. All members of the board have the ability to communicate contemporaneously during this meeting through this platform, and the public has access to contemporaneously listen and, if necessary, participate in the meeting through dialing the following phone number, 1-888-919-7047. We previously gave notice to the public of the necessary information for accessing the meeting, including how to access the meeting telephonically. Thank you. Instructions have also been provided on the website of the board at linenh.gov. If anybody has a problem, please email Dina at dina@linenh.gov. In the event the public is unable to access the meeting will be adjourned and rescheduled. Please note that all votes that are taken during this meeting shall be done by roll call vote. I will begin the meeting by taking a roll call attendance.
Ben Killam here.
David Kahn here.
Judy Brotman here.
Dina Cutting here.
Thank you.
And we have one person on the line. I'd love to know who they are.
Could you notify yourself, please, the person on the line?
Good morning. It's John Bigelow.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, so let's quickly try and move through. Is there something in particular? Did you want to speak on the public session, or did you have a special interest? Otherwise, we'll just run through the regular order of business.
No special interest, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have a public session set of minutes from October 22nd and a non-public session set of minutes from October 22nd. What do we wish to do with these?
I'll move them.
Both of them, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
David, thank you. Do we have any changes? I had one that I discovered late last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I misspelled the word pole, P-O-L-E, which should be pole, P-O-L-L, for election work.
Election poll. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, that's not.
Very yeah. easy thing to change.
I move to approve them subject to that correction.
I think that sounds perfect. All those in favor say aye.
Ben, aye.
David, aye.
Judy, aye. No abstentions. No other changes. Thank you both very much.
How are you doing reading them?
You know,
trouble sleeping.
I seem lately to have trouble sleeping. Anywhere between 1 and 3, I'm usually working things out. It's not a good habit. Okay, we have that. Then I do believe. Dina.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about the tax rate.
Woo! Okay. So, as you can see,
that's a breach of decorum.
Oh, sorry. That's exactly what I said to the woman at the DRA when she sent it to me. I said, yeehaw, in my text. So, as you can see, 2020, I did bring 19 if you have any comparative questions for me, but with, well, I don't have to run through it line by line. The tax rate the DRA has set is $26.66, which is a decrease from 2719.
Excellent.
Now, yeah, and if you go to the front page right there, you see the difference. Municipal rate is down 10 cents. The county rate is also down by 2019 cents or so. I didn't figure these out, so I'm just guessing. Education is down 29 cents. And then the state education is also down.
Wow.
So with all the combination of down, 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 there you go. And of course the school had that chunk of money that also went.
What was the 2019 rate?
The 2019 rate was 2719.
About 50 cents.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
And do we just say yeehaw or?
Yep.
Okay.
You can say yeehaw just like I did. No, you should.
We don't have any discretion over this. We couldn't. Could we raise it if we wanted or
we
lower
could,
it further?
Don't run for selectmen again. You actually, what it comes with is in the computer, there's a little program, and you can change it at times. We use some of our undesignated fund balance to adjust it sometimes if it's gone up and the board feels they really want to keep it. It depends on the school's amount that comes, all that. You do have the flexibility. You could say that you want to keep it the same as last year. But
which would result in a building up a bigger fund balance, right?
No, fund balance only comes from your operating budget that you don't expend and or school not expended.
I see.
Yeah.
How does this rate compare to neighboring towns? Do we know anything like that? Like, do we have any idea what the rate is in Orford or Canaan or?
Well, the problem is it's hard to compare. You know, you could know what they are. I can look them up easy enough. I have other times. But, you know, the whole valuation system is different for each town. You have to find comparative towns. Because of your, you know, it depends on how your real estate is going, what your assessed values are. I mean, ours are...
And the population.
And the population. I mean, our assessed values, it's more desirable to live in Lyme than it is some other places in New Hampshire.
So basically the way these numbers, I mean, I'm just educating myself here.
Uh-huh.
The way these numbers are derived is that the DRA figures out what we need to run to perform these operations and then looks at the real estate values in our town and...
No, we do that. That's what our assessor does. And
mm-hmm.
so he comes up with all of our assessed values. The DRA uses our total assessed value.
Okay, so our assessor provides a total assessed value to the DRA and then the DRA sets a tax rate that'll fund this stuff.
Right, and bringing into it, you know, the school side of the budget, our side of the budget, all that. Yep.
What the state needs.
And the state and the
so
county.
So some of it is, a lot of it is per capita.
Right.
So the state needs a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say, Gina, I would say it's unusual to have it go down. Sometimes it's the
mm-hmm.
same or just ever so slightly.
Right.
Up, because usually the state and the county
right.
go up.
Well, the 200,000 and to more than 200,000 at the school,
it's
that's most likely the ramifications. Well,
right.
It's 50 cents.
Now went down
whatever.
Because of COVID?
But ours went that went down because last year they had all that money left over from the school.
They had to shut. Yeah.
Right, because they went remote. Correct.
And this year they'll probably be up because
right.
they are having huge expenses because they're in school and they have a lot of additional expenses because of COVID.
So,
well,
again, excuse the inexperienced question. but are we in a situation where in 2021 there's likely to be a material increase in the tax rate? And is there anything, like, I suspect people would be happier to have a relatively flat tax rate rather than
right.
have a little dip and then a big jump next
That's
year.
Correct.
Is there anything we can do at this point to sort of level things out in advance, or?
Yes, if we can keep our budget.
This year's
meaning
budget, 2021. Level.
Like you've been trying to do, keep it level. And our revenues are the same, and see, that's the big kicker. You never know. We don't know for sure. You know, our revenues stay reasonably the same, but it's the meals and rooms and the block grants and the, all those other ones.
And the capital reserve project and what we put into it at meetings. So we that's like the second part of what we do when we work on the budget. We work on operating, and then we work on vehicle funds, bridge repairs, road repairs,
yeah.
other things.
So the big drivers since 2013 have been the River Road and
Goose Pond and
capital expenditures
capital.
On
Goose Pond. I thought that's not even in the town law.
Oh, Goose Pond Road.
Goose Pond Road.
Okay.
The one thing that the town typically does, and you're right, one of the reasons all the capital reserve funds have been started over time is to keep things more level, but the ups and downs are very difficult, and the select board usually uses its discretion, if it's a big jump, to take some of that unreserved fund money and put it towards the taxes to bring the jump back down.
Is there anything that we could do or should think about doing with respect to this decline in tax rate that we're seeing here that has an effect on any of this? If we were to, instead of dropping the tax rate by 50 cents, if we were to drop it by 25%, does that result in a revenue surplus that would mitigate the potential increase that we could see next year?
No, because it's
so.
The that's not how it's calculated. It's
yeah.
each year is separate,
that's
and
thought.
And if you brought in more, well, it wouldn't. They would change it. If you're going to up the tax rate, they would adjust everything so that, you know, it's not like you're making any additional funds from this like you do when you get a raise.
It's not going into a savings.
It doesn't
account.
Go into an account that you
Where
can
does
save.
It go if we
there is none. This is all calculated so that this covers exactly what
the state
you need.
And the county and the town need.
Okay, so the
exactly
way that we would do
need.
That then is that we would have to add something to the budget that was you know, undesignated rainy day fund, and then we could
right.
increase the tax rate, put the money in there, and then draw it out the next
right.
year. But
and I don't think
what
the
you
popular
have to
thing
do.
To do is to let the taxpayer take the cut, and again be as conservative as possible on our spending. And I keep I'll reiterate because it's been my craw in my throat. 2013, we jumped how much?
I can't remember, but it was.
But it was a huge amount in spending.
In spending, not in tax.
In spending on road projects and things like that. And theoretically, those road projects could and should end at some point, and we should be able to recover that spike. Mm-hmm. And that spike was considerable.
So what we've done, I think, is we spiked,
and then
we've tried to keep it level. But at the spike height,
you're spending that much money every
so
year.
It's almost less the tax rate than it is the budgets that we come up with.
Okay.
And that's a good place for us to begin compensating. And I think my thought is this year, this little dip, it's not huge, but it will have an impact. We have no idea who in everybody in the town is going to hurt a little because of COVID-19. Some people probably quite a bit. And having the taxes go down just a little bit, I think, will be some measure of comfort. And I
so on
what
on a property that's worth, I don't know, say $500,000, what does this $0.50.
Well, I calculated a $300,000 house.
Oh, yeah, $300,000, perfect.
And it's $158 left.
Okay. So. You know, just as an example, since I lecture as the majority of my income, and it disappeared with COVID. I can't get up there in front of a crowd and talk.
Yeah, of course.
Until there's a shot in my arm. And,
yeah.
You can write a book.
And I can safely do it. So.
Right. So what you guys have to do is just be really careful and mindful of next year, that you're not coming in with a bigger budget, that you're not, you know, anticipating fewer revenues, because what that will do is it'll be like a slingshot. Then next year's taxes could be higher than what they were last year. You don't want that. So, right.
And then my goal is to start bringing it down whenever feasible.
Mm-hmm. How much of a jump was it, Ben, when in 2013?
Do you have that graph, Kevin?
Ballpark.
I can't remember. 6.4%, I'm thinking.
It was more than that.
Could be wrong, was it?
Let me see if I have.
Judy has it.
Of course, she has
a book of
papers.
A book of knowledge.
You should see my office. It's loaded with paper, but this is.
I got it.
Here it is, 2013. Well, so we started in 2008. Well, that's the net value. So that's not
that's
right.
Where the bump happened, but.
That's 15, 16.
What year?
Do you have it?
Yeah.
2013,
your tax rate, from 12, it was 21.90. And then in 13, it went to 23.58.
From 10%.
You're thinking of 2017.
Yeah.
It went from 25.46 to 27.19. That was a 10% jump.
So both of them were 10.
Well, from 2015... 2016.
No, that's counting. How am I talking? Yeah. It's a 6.7 is what it was.
Yes.
That was the increase.
15 to 16.
Mm-hmm. And then 12 to 13, you also had a big one. 7.6.
But the only two of these that we have control over in terms of our budget are the municipal and the state and the local education line items,
correct.
Right? The county and the state education, they do with whatever they're going to do. And yes. I guess those are teeny numbers.
Those are so small that, right. It doesn't
county
affect it that much.
County always seems to me to go up.
This year went down.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So local education is really, it's two-thirds of it.
But it also, it is a big chunk. It also drives the value of our properties, drives an awful lot of other things. I mean, they're huge positives.
Right.
And just like the town, every time if we upgrade a road or if we provide some other service, it's a benefit, it's a cost. And
yeah, okay. Thank you. I'm afraid I slow you guys down backfilling
find it refreshing because I think I'm kind of used to just barging through, and it's good to rethink of what everything means and why we do what we do.
Right.
Are you set with that, Ben?
Now we have two more people on the line. Can we find out who they are?
Sure. Well, folks on the line, would you identify yourselves, please?
Judy Russell is here.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, everybody.
And?
Rusty Keith is here.
Hi, Rusty. Thanks for joining us. You know, we're basically just doing a working session this morning, so I guess that's all you need to know.
Yeah, just listening in.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. All right, so we need to approve this. So we need a motion and a second.
I'll move. Give Ben a break.
Okay.
I'll move to approve the... the tax rate is specified by
CRA.
CRA.
I'll second it. Ben.
Is it in Ben? Okay. Further discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye,
David,
Ben.
Ben.
Aye, David.
Aye, Judy. So that is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Tax bills, yay.
Tax bills will be going out soon. Excellent.
No, I can just inform you that
okay.
we have to put a new furnace in the Pike House.
Oh, right.
So, the expansion tank, which is old, sprung a leak. And the expansion tank was over all the electronics of this furnace, which that whole setup is going to be changed because that's crazy. But so the furnace is so old, they can't get parts for it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so a new furnace is $5,200. It's an emergency. It's getting cold out. So I'm scheduling them to come as soon as they can.
And who's going to do it?
Dead River.
Okay.
Once again, what is the Pike House?
Oh, right here, the rental. That
oh,
we
it's
rent.
The rental.
I'm sorry.
That's...
Yeah. No, I thought I had already talked to you about the Pike House.
You had, I
you
just didn't remember.
Okay, yes. It's the rental right here. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
And that can come out of emergency repair funds.
I got to see what's in the building capital reserve fund.
Okay.
Or it'll have to come out of the regular
budget. Yep. We have the funds for that, I know.
Yeah, well, we have to.
So, yeah, we don't have a lot of choice.
We have to have the funds for it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll figure that out and go from there.
Okay. And is that
so what do you think? Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it for our updates?
Yeah.
And next week we'll be doing the accumulation of bids for the furnace at the highway garage.
Right.
So we should get that stuff put together. And I know we've all seen it in bits and pieces. It'd
yeah.
probably be good to have some packets.
Very limited, as you know.
Maybe Jordan could put packets together
for
us.
I'm still waiting for one that we haven't gotten yet. So.
Well, it's a little getting late.
Well, if they don't.
If they don't, they don't.
It was that second propane one that you
right.
guys wanted. So.
Yeah. Okay. And then let's. I know Ben hates this, but let's look at the budget printout and start walking through pardon me while I make a note here. Okay, let's just start walking through the departments. As I looked at the bottom line, we are, even though we had some huge savings, we talk about keeping a level funded budget, we're about $120,000 over where we were last year. So I would like to see, and I know we can always make some of that up if we have fewer capital reserve fund or road and warren articles, but in the meantime, let's start with page one of the budget. And
may I ask whether there is a PDF or something that Dina could send me of the entire working budget?
Why don't
once you guys
when we
it.
Finish setting it, we'd be happy to disperse it out.
Yep. Yeah. No. That's fine. I just thought I'd read along with you, but that's no problem. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Mute.
Oh. Okay.
So the first item is the executive, and I had a couple of questions, Dina.
Yep.
The internet.
I didn't want anybody to talk to us, I guess.
Well, that's okay.
Or to hear you.
Never mind.
Ask me another question, the internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
Line 9.
That's because of
Line fiber. Okay.
Yeah.
Select board supplies. What do we buy for supplies?
Oh, my God. What don't we buy? We buy, this is all of our paper and printers.
So it's office
and,
supplies.
And it's for planning and zoning. He does some, but what ends up happening is everybody orders from the same place.
Yep.
And, if I know who has what, it gets credited correctly, but,
So instead of select board?
Well, but they each have their own line.
Can you, or just put office supplies in
yep.
there or something?
Sure.
I thought maybe we were having parties that, my insecurity came out. I wasn't invited to.
Why, do you think $5,000 is too much?
Well,
as you can see, we pretty much spend it every year, and I pinch pennies.
I know you do.
I know. Those color printer things don't get ordered when they should. Well, and that one, there's that one big year, but that was the bulb.
So those were kind of my big questions, David.
The vault. We bought a new vault for our filing, map and lot files. We had 54 file cabinets, and so we put everything in a... That was the original plan when the building was built, but we weren't able to do it at first. Okay.
So,
of course, the big increase there is going to full-time.
For
the benefits.
Yep. Yeah, that would be the select board and assessing clerk wages.
Correct.
The proposal is to put that person up to full time to have her do a lot of the assessing input data work and other work, saving money down the pike on the assessor, but it increases that. And
And there won't be, next year there'll be a bigger savings because of it saving for the update that we have to have done also, the townwide update.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, year after year after year, it's going to save a little more and a little more and a little more because it'll be less that Todd has to.
So, Ben, did you have some concerns on this section?
No.
Okay.
Remember voting for it.
Okay. Moving on to elections, registration, and vital statistics. I just want to make sure that we double check on the three. We were factoring all of these at 3%. We've never taken a vote on that or had a discussion. We will do that later in non-public session. But
you want to check on the clerk?
Yeah.
That was an increase. The deputy clerk, increased. She was 8 hours, but now I think
an increase in hours.
Had it right.
Okay, so we're going to get into some of those specifics later. So we just want to. I just had a note to double check those numbers.
Yeah.
And I didn't really see much else there that came to my mind. Ben. You okay, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go into the financial administration. And I know it's peanuts, but that telephone charge, line 48, tax collected telephone, was voted at town meeting at 600, and now we have a request for 950. That seems like a big jump.
It's because once we get rid of our bargain of having the internet and the phone system on one thing with Comcast, the phone will go up because they're single. Everybody's phone is going to go up.
Okay.
So that's where that's from.
And what does the budget committee spend money on? I think I ask this every year.
If they go to a budget committee workshop.
That's what they do.
That pays for a couple of them to go.
Anything there, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
David?
It's all too small to be worth it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, big bugaboo. He doesn't like to do line by line.
Yeah.
There, the assessor, line 62, we see some reflection of the clerk having increased hours. The assessor's hours will go down. Utility appraiser's the same. Okay. I didn't mark anything there?
Yeah, nothing's different there this year. I will
next
be making
will
some
be
changes. Yeah, we have to decide on a system whether we're going to stay with Vision or whether we're going to change to Avatar.
Okay.
And we should be doing it this year because Vision, they want to do it the same year that we have our update. But, the whole thing is just overwhelming right now. There's just so much other stuff going on.
Right.
And money-wise, it would be $16,000 to make this change. And yes, we have the Capital Reserve Fund, but that's for your updates, not really for new software. I don't think you can use it for that. So anyways, there's going to be an increase there. So
what is this is our software that keeps track of land values, or
our appraisal software? It's called Vision right now, and there's another company we're looking at. It's called Avatar. So we've been going back and forth as to whether we should be switching, and I think Avatar is probably a better system. It's an easier system to use. But to make that change is a big one-time expense.
Because you have to buy the software.
You buy the software, they bring all your data over.
Yes.
And yeah, it's very complicated. So, but yeah, so that's what that is.
And that's a different one than the tax collector uses, which is
she uses BMSI, which we integrate into it. Yeah.
So
either way,
Avatar can use. But you have just the
BMSI. Well, yeah. Well, they have tax software, but you can stay with BMSI. I personally think if something's developed to work together, aren't you smarter to use that because this works better? But we'll see. Vision is going to require us to update Vision anyway.
So, but we're not doing this year because we just don't have the intellectual bandwidth to deal with it. We got too much
energy.
Other stuff going on.
With COVID and with and money. You know, you're talking about adding $16,000, so it's either going to be a separate warrant article, which is probably what it would be, or you're going to put it in your budget for that one-time cost.
Because we have capital reserves, but we can't use that to buy new stuff.
Well, I'd have to check, but we have capital reserves for doing
computer equipment.
For doing well, yeah, but not that even. Yes, we do hardware and stuff, but for doing any updates for assessing, and I think it's specific to that. You can't include updating your software, you know, or picking a new software to it. We have all these rules. I'd have to check with the DRA.
Yeah, otherwise it's probably a warrant article.
Yeah.
Okay, so legal expenses staying the same, personnel administration, we have no control over that. It's whatever the only control we have is salary.
Right.
And the legal expenses are just when matters come before the board or the town that require us to consult an attorney.
Correct.
We pay an hourly rate.
Right.
Yep. And
for a municipal attorney, specialized, yeah.
Right, specialized in that field. And as you can see, we're usually close, sometimes over, sometimes under, but things do come up during the year. And for instance, the utilities pretty routinely sue the town.
Yeah, well, 60% of it is probably that.
Yeah.
On the average year is our abatements and suits with utilities that are arguing their assessment.
So let's see, planning and zoning, page 3. Again, it's nitpicky, which I know drives people crazy, but supplies are up, mileage is up, planning board projects is up. And I had a question, Dina. So the department request really included the plotter scanner, so I wonder if we shouldn't show that because it was presented to the budget committee, but we're taking it out to...
Oh, I didn't mean to take it out of his, I don't think. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
good. So that
the
was
bottom
six, right?
Line, which would be line 93, I believe should be 112,428.
For the department.
For the department.
Yeah,
request.
I just changed that. Yep.
And it goes down. So I would like to see.
Why does it go down? Aren't we getting it back?
Not. I don't think we're going to get it out. We're not proposing it out of the operating budget for this year.
Oh.
We're either going to have a warrant article, or we may be able to buy it this year.
Right.
Out of
this year.
Funds that we haven't spent.
Out of what's left in our budget or the capital.
Okay.
Budget for computers.
For computers, right. So that's right. So I'm wondering if we can like planning board projects.
That got put in there that first year in 19 because they had it was in 17, the money was suspended. They had a townwide project they wanted to do, and they were reaching out to people and doing mailings and surveys and all this stuff. And the select board, you know, took the money out of their sort of miscellaneous line. So they started putting money in, but of course they haven't used it for the last.
I'd kind of like to see
let's
that.
Let's pull it out.
Yeah, let's zero that out. I mean, if there's something specific, and I asked David about that when he was in college. He said, well, they've got things they want to do, but I mean,
if they want it, they can request it.
They should request it, and they should tell us specifically what it's for, not just, you know, I was in there last year.
Yeah, okay.
Use it or lose it. That's how budgets work.
That's right.
Unfortunately. And so...
I took that out.
Took that out. You can see supplies went up. Mileage is... I don't know what it will be for this year. We don't have that number. Last year
there isn't any.
207.
Mileage? There's none yet.
I don't think we need 400 in there. Can we half that to 200? Let's do that.
Which item? Oh, it's the...
It's line 85. And one... So that's 1,700 coming out.
And supplies, that was the other line.
Supplies was the other line that went from 500 to 700, and actually...
Well, because most of the paper and all that stuff that we buy in the office is in the executive line.
Right, so I would like to see that one go down.
The ink cartridges for that new plotter we're buying is probably...
Actually, that's probably why that's in there.
Yeah. Well, that's a
they
good
should
point.
Be covered by what he sells.
Well, yeah, he has revenues, but you still have to have your expenses
right
here.
So let's cut that down to at least 500, if not 400. But yeah, you're right. The ink and stuff may be expensive. Although some parts for the big plotters aren't that expensive. So I would entertain a suggestion if you agree that it should be cut a little.
Cut it to 500.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's $1,900 at least out of that. Makes me feel a little better, although it's still not going to get down to...
Well, it still gives you it's a 3% increase.
Yeah.
So it brings it down to 104,528. 3.6 increase. All right. But
yeah,
it's better than 10.
Yeah.
Okay. We feel good about that before we move on?
The landing is really going to pull up that much.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Why not?
Yeah, he usually puts in, yeah. I know he bought some, 120 or 114 this year.
Yeah. Okay. General government building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were a few increases here and there.
Yeah, utilities and heat went up.
I put them up and I calculate. I usually do a 5-year average of what the usage is at the building, and that's how I get these numbers.
Won't it be down this year?
Yeah.
The usage?
Well, it'll be down this year, but next year when they start using it in 2021.
July. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. You know, it goes up. It's been slowly going up because they're using it more and more and
more.
Right,
but we're going to have probably at least through March.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody knows. They just...
But yeah, I mean, you can cut those back if you think they don't need to be that $500. We can go back to the 2000 and the...
And the 35.
And the 35, yep.
And then we can take... $1,000 savings and put it down near my bike house.
And then add that to the safety. No, we should be fine, actually. As you can see, the past years, we've not...
Yeah, we've not spent much.
You know, really, usually the problem over there has been the septic, so...
Yeah.
Or not the septic, but the line coming out of the house.
Well, I don't know what folks want to do there.
That brings you down to a 9.3.
Wow.
Sure. Why don't we do that? Cut $500 out of each of those two.
Okay.
Utilities and heat, 98, 99.
So you have 61, 175 as your total.
What's really driving this increase?
In this one?
This one is payroll, I think.
Well, you have your benefits. That's a 6.4% increase right there. And then payroll.
And that's just people getting raises.
That's, yeah. Well, this particular position had a, what's the word I'm thinking?
Increase.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, there was another word.
Raise.
Yeah, but, you know, they... A promotion is what I'm trying to say.
That's the word, yes.
Right. So it was
a big
bigger chunk than normal.
Okay. So 61,175.
Right.
Cemetery 108 through.
Yeah.
So I think I found under other expenses and perpetual care expenses, both of those seem to me to have popped up kind of a lot.
The perpetual care line, 117,
mm-hmm.
is always 19 or 20,000. I mean, they've always had that in there for, and they make plans. Sometimes things get done, as you can see.
Sometimes
you know, one year they spend the 19, the next year they spend 16.
Mm-hmm.
This year they've spent a little bit less. It kind of depends on what projects they can get people to do. And this year, of course, with COVID, I know they had a couple other projects that didn't get done.
What is that for? What
perpetual care. They use that to take care of the cemetery. Any gravestones that need repairing, any trees that need cutting.
It's like the gravestones from the 1800s and 1700s, right. And we just keep those up.
Right.
We don't ask the families to do that.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Some families moved on.
It's all part of the package.
It's funny, my wife is German, and so her grandmother is buried in Germany, and the way it works over there is that there's a period, I think it's like a 10-year period, and at the end of that 10 years, the cemetery sends a notice to the family and says, do you want to maintain this? And if so, pony up. It will cost you $1,000 for us to maintain it. And if not, we'll get rid of the tombstone and we'll put somebody else there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't
mess around.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, well, no, we have a fund that this comes from. So
now,
it's not taxpayer money.
The money is not spent goes back into the undesignated fund balance.
No. Well, yeah, because it's in the regular budget. But this is one of the lines that I personally don't think should be in the operating budget because it's deceiving. This line, perpetual care money, comes from a trust. So anytime any money is spent on this line in the regular budget, we get reimbursed for it. So it's a revenue.
It's an in and out.
So it's an in and out.
What is the trust? Who's the trustee? Who maintains
that?
Well, established it?
We have three trustees who oversee all that, and our trust and capital reserve funds go through a particular company that I can't remember the name off the top of my head that do it. And so they're allowed to spend so much, you know, a certain percentage of this each year and all that. So that it's just an in and out. To me, it inflates the whole cemetery line, bottom line,
it's a big chunk
the right way.
Given
it,
what the cemetery
it should be a
mostly
separate
spends.
Capital
yeah.
reserve line.
Well, okay, then if we're getting reimbursed for that, then there's no point in even talking about it.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If we reduce it, it doesn't really save us any money.
You're right.
Well,
I see, and I fell into that trap. That's why it's good you ask these questions.
It is
good
you ask. That's right.
Oh, my gosh, why do we spend $20,000 a year?
Right. And
so,
like I said, it ups your expenses, but you get it on the revenue side. But because it's not like how we do our books, municipal accounting is different.
You know, it would
separate.
Be great
so,
if it could be like the blisters for books or any of the others where it's a special warrant article and you can say in the warrant article, $20,000, none of this money will come from taxes.
It can be. It could be a separate warrant article that's voted, just like you do with your capital reserve and trust fund.
Yeah.
It could be a separate line that's voted. The cemetery people come and they say, this is what we're going to use it for, and it gets passed to town meeting.
So do it.
Well, it makes town meeting longer.
No,
Ben, stop it. I'm sure it will be fine.
Can we make a decision to pull it out?
I can find out.
Would you
you
find
can
out?
Make a decision to do it, and then I can find
I
out if
it's
okay,
legal.
And you can just do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are we checking with there, our auditors?
I would check with the auditors first, yes, and then I would call New Hampshire Municipal.
The auditors, we're calling them auditors, but they're really just accountants, right? Municipal accountants?
No, they're municipal auditors. Yeah.
Okay.
Vachon Cloutier is their name.
Okay.
So going up one line before that, other expenses.
So, well, wait, does everybody want me to check into that and that you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Making it separate?
I'm okay.
Yeah. And it's,
are you okay?
It's not
struggling.
Helpful to understanding this.
Yeah. So that's a...
Thank you.
Other expenses, we usually don't spend all that much. And I think I would like to see us go back to either the 1200 or 1500 rather than 2200.
Yeah, they have a special project that money is for, if I remember correctly. It has to do with the two graves they found of the slaves that are unidentified. And this is to get them stones and
you're gonna have to explain.
Okay, I will. I can see the shock on your face. They found this year, I think it's two graves.
I think
at least one or two, yeah.
Two.
In a cemetery that are unmarked. And they ended up, they had this special guy come in with, you know, equipment.
How did they find these?
Ground sensing.
Well, no, how did they find the graves? Oh, yeah, this ground, whatever Ben's
so somebody
about.
Just looking for graves?
No, they hired the company
somebody,
to come in.
But somebody had done some research
right. And
discovered that they think there were two either indentured servants or actually slaves in this community that were somewhere probably buried.
Right.
And so they went to, I don't know how many of the old cemeteries that we have around town that are small, and use the ground penetrating sensor.
Yeah, there's a special guy that does it. So they found them. And so now they want to put a headstone on them and mark them appropriately.
Do we have enough information about the identity of the
Indian? Yep.
And we know that how do we know that the graves that we found correspond to the people who were
because they're at the with the families.
Right.
Yeah,
they have a lot of history on this particular family and group.
So who did this research?
The cemetery.
But they
cemetery
hired...
trustees. Actually, Laura Wadsworth probably did a lot of it. And then in conjunction with the historian, as far as finding, you know,
some of the history. But
the
also
history.
That special person who...
That was to find the actual grave.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he does. That's his specialty.
Wow.
Go around it. Yeah, it's interesting. But the budget committee was very supportive of them doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like very much money to do that.
No.
That seems fine. But are we...
That would be another one that should have been a
is this
warrant.
Going to be publicized in some way? Are we going
I think
to...
it already has.
Oh,
I'm
sure they will.
There was an article in the Bellingham.
Okay.
Yeah, proposed increase for memorials for graves of enslaved persons at the Beale Cemetery, which is down by River Road, I think.
No, Beale
It's up on Dorchester.
Gilbert, right. Is Gilbert down by?
Gilbert is up there.
Yeah, that's what that one is. And then it says, and then they also want to extend the ground penetrating radar so they can map things to find some more unmarked burials in both the Beale and Gilbert. So that's the answer to that one.
Gilbert Cemetery has very few. It was the first cemetery in town.
Over by the river road?
Yeah.
My
son was, I think, the first one of the first years that they started having the grade school kids do little town projects. They went over and unearthed some of those old graves down there. I think he was like in sixth grade.
Gravestones, not grave.
Gravestones.
Right. They didn't dig up.
No, they didn't dig up any graves. He never said they did. It would have been a big whoops.
Okay. Thank you for the explanation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Moving along to our insurance.
Uh-huh. Minus. Note the
very
minus.
Very nice. I note the minus. I'm not going to mess with that.
That's right. No.
Advertising is a zero increase. So general government, well, we've made a few changes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to recalculate how much it's up.
I can tell you what it is right now if you want to know.
Sure.
It's 705,161, and it's an increase of 4.3%.
So we didn't do very well.
No. Well, you didn't do a lot, but that's all right. I know.
I don't like that since we are supposed to be flat.
Well, but that's all the result of bringing on a new person, right? And so
wage increases and bringing on a new person.
Yeah, so we hope to, that's going to,
right.
The net effect of that is to reduce our costs. So.
Well, I shouldn't misspeak. We're not bringing on a new person. We're
increasing
that
somebody from part-time to full-time
by 12 hours or whatever
right.
it is,
well,
which kicks in the benefit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one, we are bringing on a new person. This is police. And on that line 137, that increased from last year at 129,772 up to 168,7 is a 50% cost for half a year for an additional full-time officer to begin to prepare for the upcoming retirement of the chief. So that,
right.
And we got, I do believe, a nice explanation emailed to us about the plan moving forward, where we talk about, and all of this will get detailed out at the budget meeting, but basically we talk about the need for, John's going to retire February 1st of 2022. So in the meantime, we need to bring someone on so that we don't go down. And we're going to start advertising, looking to bring someone in June 1st or July 1st of next year, 2021. So this line will be up for a couple of years. And then it should drop back down in 2023 to two full-time officers,
right.
One of whom will be a chief. And
well, yeah, not three full-time, full-time, one part-time.
Two full-time, one part-time.
Yeah.
Yep. And that will be Sean coming back as part-time, full hours of full duty.
But only in 2003 for. Right, a while.
Right.
Right.
And since he's part time, we could use him for 1,200 hours or less.
Correct.
I mean, it.
We can't use him for more than that.
Yeah, right. That's right. But we might be able to reduce that cost some, depending on what we think.
Correct.
How do we figure that out? Do we just ask?
Because he gets a full benefit.
You wait and see how the new chief is doing and how all that works out. And, you know, if you're in a situation where the new chief, you know, is right in and ready to go and all that, then you won't need him for that many hours.
We'll also be able to hopefully reduce some of the overtime hours with this configuration.
Right.
Which, those are usually pretty expensive hours.
Right.
Okay.
And then your chief, Sean, wouldn't, in that time when he's only working at $1,200, he's not going to have insurance benefits and retirement benefits and all that. That will go away.
How old is Sean?
Can't say that. Got the tape recorder on.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Younger than all of us.
He's, you know how old I am?
Okay. Interestingly, I mean, that's...
Oh, how's Frank, by the way?
He's okay.
Good.
He's upright. That's all that counts right now. But thank you for asking.
So, that's the big one for the police.
And it's a 23% increase.
Yes. Okay. Ambulance is what ambulance is. Mm. We don't really have any option there. If we want ambulance service to get it out of Hanover.
But it didn't increase anyway.
And so. I didn't increase it because I had additional money in there for ambulance fees that we have to pay. So I'm letting that suck up that 3% gap.
Okay. Fire. They did pretty well. 3.28. The only thing I'm wondering is why do we have a $4,000 line for fire truck parts and supplies when we typically, A, we have fairly new equipment, and typically we spend $1,000 or so.
That's a good question.
Why don't we cut that down to $2,000? I'm
good with that. That'll give that brings them to a minus, or brings you to a minus 81%.
Wait.
Right there, $2,000.
$2,000? What went from a 3.28 to a minus?
Sure. It's 40. It brings you to 47,274.
Yeah.
So that's less than what was voted at town meeting.
And it's a minus who?
Minus 0.81.
All right. They get a gold star. They may not
they
be
always
happy
do.
With their gold star.
They always do.
emergency management, I was going to try and do something there, but with this COVID stuff, I just don't think it's, we'll get back to a small number when COVID is over.
Yeah, well, and the 1800 has to do with the update that we have to do for the emergency management plan.
Oh, okay.
Some additional money in there for that. And then she just didn't know what to do for COVID.
Well,
she's like, you
who
know,
knows?
I mean, who does know? That's right.
So last year, so the 59 that she spent or whatever. This year, we started with the COVID expenses in March, town meeting time. So 10 is probably more than we need, but we just don't know. You're right.
Right.
So, communication stays the same.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That's probably going to go up a little knowing that.
Yeah, they usually do, but we don't get it in time.
We don't have it, right.
So the subtotal for public safety, Dina, line 185, do we have a new calculation there?
It's 466,271.
Uh-huh. And percent?
It's a total. Let me make sure I have this right. The 16%.
What it was, probably still close to it.
It is, yep, 16.
Okay.
And that's really being driven by the change from 2 officers to 2.5.
For so that whole section, exactly.
Salary. So, highways and streets.
Uh-huh.
Nice line there. My only question when we get to it, we will double check the payroll line. And winter, the same thing. So
it's a negative four because that's because last year you had an additional full time person in there.
Right. And we cut back.
Right. Yeah, and the
that
only
person
thing
left and we didn't rehire.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Yep. But the other
we've got a number of things that motor fuel
for winter
15,000 no, on the regular.
On the regular.
15,000 appropriated by 6,000 spent.
Yeah, well, that comes in chunks too. Okay. I don't know. I'd have to look and see what I have sitting there ready
right
to pay. But you could have another 5,000
yeah
or so easy.
So 2,000. This is line 206. 2,000.
Looks like they usually spend about what we
15,
appropriate.
17, yeah.
We usually end up coming close.
Yeah. Well, that's a good catch. Ben, you're getting to be like
I
me.
I suspect they'll be a little under this year. But.
Okay.
And winter, like I said, is down because of that position.
Yep.
So they have a zero.
They have a zero
have
for
zero
total highways and streets.
What about the culvert bond item, 196?
I saw that.
What about it?
It seems high.
Well, it looks like they're spending, you know, eight or ten grand every year, and we have budgeted 25.
Did he increase that? Last year, I think that was increased because they got the excavator. They were going to be doing more culvert, and I guess they didn't have time to, but he probably wants to leave it there because
yeah, but you know,
plan to do extra culverts is there.
There's still only three guys, so time is probably still going to be an issue. I think it could probably come down to about, so in 18 they spent roughly 9,000, and in 19 they spent 9,500, 10,000.
I think you could drop that to 15 and still be have a margin.
Yeah, or even 20 if you really think they're going to do extra. But I would think I would go with either 15 or 20 there. I don't think.
Well, there's clearly space in the overall budget because there wasn't any trouble coming up with 5,000 for the fire truck and things
yeah
like that.
So what do you think, 15 or 20?
Yeah, let's do it and hear how it bounces.
Well, we know how it's going to bounce, but which one do you want?
Well, if there's going to be a bounce back, we ought to start with a low number and then
we can increase. I think that's good thinking.
So 15.
I
mean, gosh, 15 is still more than we've ever spent going
yep
back.
Yep. Going back a couple of years.
So that gives you guys a 1% in that.
A 1% for regular,
and a minus four, so a minus one overall for the highway.
Yeah,
streets and highways.
Okay, line 228.
Yeah.
Okay. Solid waste.
Uh-huh.
Does the streets and highway budget include all of the bypass stuff and all of that work?
Just
no,
regular
those were,
maintenance. Those are
yeah
regular maintenance.
Yeah.
Those are
separate warrant articles.
Yeah, okay.
So we saved a lot of money this year by having just MSW, aka garbage collection. I really like what I think is going to be the plan going forward, where we will have.
Did somebody meet with?
I don't think he's come yet.
They don't have an appointment yet.
Volunteered
yeah
to meet, which would be terrific, but I don't.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything since then. So.
No, I haven't either. But I believe that his proposed budget is It is less than last year's, but it should cover. He has anticipated when he spoke with us a couple of times that having the two trucks that we own with just our employees, not paying Cabela's guy, and or having that truck come and go twice a week was going to save us some money overall, and that's what his budget is showing. And line 243, the collection, and line 250, the disposal together, and subtotal is down 16%.
16,
yep. So that would be line 252. So the haul charges and municipal waste disposal, those are sort of biggies, but, and there is a slight amount of revenue that comes in from the stickers and the,
yep,
the and, cards.
But now don't forget, this plan is with two compactors.
Two compactors,
so
which that will
need to make that investment.
The, that will be a warrant article.
Right, if needed. Right.
Which will be about, what did you say, 30,000?
If we can't get with a grant. Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was 30, unless it was 30. But, yes, so there will be a warrant article. So that will offset some of these big savings just in year one, though. Cost for new compactors is roughly $31,000.
Oh, you got that, yeah, okay.
40, and then, but we'll be saving some from his original quote if we put them together. We won't need to do, we only need to pour one pad, and the wiring, the electricity is there, just need
right
to be upgraded.
Right.
Okay, can we move along, or do you see things that you want to talk about there? Ben's ready to move along. David, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Health agencies and hospitals and others. This is always a sticky wicket. We traditionally have supported most of these agencies who support the town of Lyme residents. Occasionally, we get a newbie comes in, but it's...
No newbies this year,
no. No newbies this year.
But these are just outside nonprofit,
mm-hmm,
501c3s that we're writing a check to.
That we write a check to because they service Lyme people. They help Lyme people.
Yep.
You know,
but, this,
somebody,
but this is not a bill that they send us. This is
absolutely
a charitable
not
contribution.
And I have literature you guys can read, but it's a it's an appropriation. That's what it's labeled as. Like, for instance, I think this year we got something from Headrest, you know, and it says that they provided services for, you know, seven
people,
and they did this and they did that. And they kind of, they can give you, you know, roundabout numbers of what these people would have had to have paid to have the services, or the town would have. So, and they calculate what they ask you for. It's based on per capita,
yep,
of what we have in town for people, not by cases.
And actually, you sent to the budget committee those letters.
I did, and
but
I
just
can
send those,
yeah,
out.
Yeah. If somebody wants to take the time to read them all, that'd be great. well, it's informative.
It is,
it's
very
a lot of stuff that I never knew. So, yeah, it's great.
So you'll notice, David, that line 263, Public Health Council of the Upper Valley, we haven't proposed funding this year. They haven't asked for anything. They actually, it sounds like they may be holding.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of were duplicative of some of the other services. And then the American Red Cross, last year was the first year that we had it. And I think they are the ones who do the blood drives in town.
They do the blood drives, and they also, when we had lifeguards, that's
oh,
where we went for our training. You know, we used the Red Cross for that.
So we could either add back in that $500 or not. I don't think they asked. Are they still doing blood drives? I guess they are.
I didn't get anything from them, but yes, they are. They are.
Does that move the needle?
No, it doesn't.
No pun intended.
Well, how do you feel, Ben? Put it back in? Leave it out? What's your thought? American Red Cross. They're probably the best known of all of this type of...
Yeah.
And in the past, they did flu clinics, and they
probably should stay in.
Okay. So we're going to put in $500, and that's going to...
That gives you a minus 8%.
Minus 8, and we'll get it in total.
Yeah.
23,054. Okay. Boy, look at us being generous.
Mm.
Health officer, we no changes. Yeah.
No.
Pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, well, it's a volunteer job, really.
And the last one contributed his stipend back to the parish nurses or something anyway. So.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yep.
And this year with the COVID, our deputy, who is now our health officer, he did a lot of work. Okay. Moving right along to the Overseer of Public Welfare. I think we talked about this last time or a couple times ago. A slight increase in that salary. Very busy over the past year or two. And then the Grafton Senior Citizens Council. The same. Is this where we send a check once a year? So that's why there's a zero in the spent to date.
Yes, we don't. We don't send the checks of any of these generally until after we start collecting our tax money.
So that's an increase of $750, mm-hmm. but the subtotal for health and welfare is still down.
Right, minus 3%.
Minus 3.
It's fine to me.
Okay, Ben, you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Parks and Recreation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's
trees.
The mowing. It's
and the mowing.
Yep.
And so the recreation portion of it looks pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. Same old.
Same old, down a little bit because we're not proposing
beach monitor
lifeguards, but we are going to have the monitors. We found they worked pretty well last year.
Mm-hmm.
But so we started that in last year. We budgeted $15,000. We spent $2,200. So now we're budgeting $10,000.
Well, in the first place, you didn't budget $15,000. Somebody from the town meeting got up on the floor and proposed $15,000 be added for lifeguards. So that's what was added. The board had already decided they weren't having lifeguards, so they decided to do monitors instead. We started late in the season, anyways.
It's going to be at least double that, if not triple.
I calculated. Using the same wage as this year for 12 weeks coverage for 7 days a week for however many hours, and that's what it came
back
up with.
That comes to $10,000.
Yeah.
Over the duties of the monitors.
The duties of the monitors were to essentially make sure that people were coming through that were Lyme residents. They're not there to enforce any rules. Of course, this year it wasn't really open anyways because of COVID. But still, next year, that's going to be their job. I mean, that's the biggest complaint down there, too, by other people, is other people coming and using it.
Well, the second biggest is goose poop.
Goose poop, but that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, they were not charged.
They can't do any of that one if they have...
Well,
what would you like them to do to the geese? Oh, scoop? Absolutely not.
That's really... Personally, I don't personally, I think that's inappropriate for these people to do, you know?
You won't find anybody to hire for a monitor job if you include that. Plus,
I don't think we're going to have a problem.
There won't be a problem next year. We'll be all set.
Mm-hmm. The fishing game's gonna.
I'm not saying anything. We'll be all set next year.
So.
Okay.
That's where we are. Parks and Recreation down 6%. It did really work well with the monitors. They regulated who came in, turned people around if they weren't there. There was a huge amount of activity there almost every day until mid-August, and then it dropped right down. And people seemed to be taking care of themselves, watching their own kids, and seemed to be pretty happy.
Well, and like I said, I think they were very thankful. We had a lot of, like Judy said, it was very, very busy. And what was happening when people were coming from other places, and clearly, oh, we're not open so we can do anything, so there's no rules, and, you know, leaving trash behind and using these big floats and bringing alcohol down on the beach and all that kind of stuff. So
the monitors will keep all those things off.
That's correct.
Yep. They did very well. We didn't get complaints about them being overly anxious or overly enthusiastic. So I thought it was fairly
It worked out, I think.
Good people. Library. We are at a 2% increase overall. Pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Their wages are very minimal up. I remember hearing at the budget committee meeting, they really strived hard to hold the line on that this year. Wasn't anything I saw there that caught my eye. Folks are welcome to chime in.
What is the catalog processing? Anyone know?
Yeah, I think that they are online with their catalog.
Right. Catalog and processing has to do with anything that they're cataloging in, and or any software that goes with the cataloging they do.
Got it.
As opposed to the paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Index cards or whatever they were. So they're at 2%. Patriotic, 0.
Mm-hmm.
So subtotal for culture and recreation, I just love that title.
I know.
Is 0%.
It is, yep. Still 0.
So recreation and purchase of natural resources, 0 bottom line.
Yep.
This is Conservation Commission, postage, education, monitoring. We do a lot of work for money.
Right.
Funding.
Right.
Looks like we've been through it.
Principal and term interest. Yep. So we have. So total operating expenses, Dina, with the few little cuts that we made, what is that bottom line, 363?
The bottom line for you guys is 2,463,243. So it's a 3% increase.
It's still 3%.
Yes.
You don't have enough decimal places.
Okay, so
I can change that.
We should
actually. Oh, take that back. It's a 2.87%. Thank you. Like it better.
If if Kevin were here.
I know.
He would have applauded your rounding up.
Actually, I was going to say, I kept thinking of him every time I put numbers in here to and rounded them. I kept saying, oh, Kevin would be so proud of me. This is so hard for me to do.
Kevin loves just like the general idea, you know, so if it was 2.8, you'd say it's a 3%, or if it was a 1.6, you'd say it's a 2%. And Dina was always like, all the numbers going out and rounding up.
On the Lyme tax rate, state education, we give them money every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do they use it for?
The state. I don't know. You'll have to ask them. I'm not really sure what they
do. I thought we were trying to stick our hand out to the state to get money for it.
Well, we do, but it's probably a different group. Oh, yeah, they get, I forget what the grant. Anyway, they get some stuff from the state. You have to ask Jeff or Janet, you know.
Yeah, they do get some contribution, I think, towards that? Kindergarten. And
yeah, they do that, but and then there's lunch, you know, help, and but adequacy, an adequacy grant is what they get every year from the state, and that goes by, again, population, what you spend, a lot of stuff.
Over what
now, don't
is.
Get excited,
yeah.
Folks.
There you go.
We're not finished, but we're finished with that, so we're comfortable with where we are at the moment on the operating budget, with the exception of we need to generally go over.
I get the feeling in going through this sheet that it's like this is like an iceberg, and we're only seeing the 10%, and that there's 90% of the work that Dina did get to produce this thing. So I'd like to just say thank you. I'm sure this seems like it was probably a momentous effort to put together.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, but.
That's your job.
It's fun. That's what I pay for right now.
So if we do have anyone still left online, it's not quite 10:30, it's 10:23. And we are going to now go into non-public session, and we're going to be talking about payroll. Dina, that's an A, right?
We're going to talk about employee compensation. Yep.
And we thank you all for attending to us.
And who's moving?
I'm moving.
Okay, Judy moved. And
second.
Thank you.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye, David.
Okay.
I'm going to take